Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, November 9th, 11:30. This is Season 3, Episode 10. This is MJJ Talks with John and Jovanko, our special post-election show.
MJJ Talks. Special post-election coverage with Johnny Jovanko is being presented in part by KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken. When the Colonel says nobody doesn't like KFC, he meant it because it's so good. They say it's finger-licking good. Good for a reason.
Jovanko, with 279 confirmed electoral votes, Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States.
Oh my God.
Jovanko, what the hell happened? We've been talking about this for 2 years now, or about over a year, and everyone said we were going to be wrong, we were going to be off. The chance of him winning the election at the beginning of the night, apparently from the polls, was 20%. And he won! I thought he only had 20% to win. What happened?
It's so crazy because a lot of the Democratic states, which we thought that were going to be swept away by the Democrats, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, what other states? Missouri. I mean, you know, we made a prediction that was going to be a virtual tie. We said on our last show, if he gets Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida, if he gets those three, he's going to take it. But we weren't too sure what the Democrats were going to pull. And quite honestly, no one expected this to happen. This was the election of history, the election of the 20th and the 21st century, all elections. No one knew that this was going to happen. And they persisted, and that, you know what? The people spoke. The people finally spoke. The people said, we have had it. We have had it with the old system. We needed an outsider. We need to see change. And that's exactly what happened last night, November 8th, going into the early hours of today. Exactly what happened. 279 electoral votes. Once he got Pennsylvania, it was over, absolutely over. They knew it was over an hour before it had ended, maybe even longer than that. I mean, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. I have my closest insiders saying it was inevitable that Hillary was going to take it. Boy, were those people wrong. Boy, oh boy. What a freaking night.
We've been saying it on the show a lot, the silent majority was. And a lot of people didn't believe it existed. Well, to tell you the truth, there were states that haven't turned red, like Wisconsin, since 1988. Ronald Reagan. And it's crazy. I have to say, you know, what happened was a historic election. No one thought it was going to happen. Virginia almost went to a Republican. You got to look at it like this. Let's see. 1988, last time Wisconsin was a swing state. Pennsylvania, 1992. Michigan, 1992. Maine's second district, 1992. Georgia almost went Democratic, but it went Republican, as it did. It's just crazy how so many states flipped. And the reason with Wisconsin is Hillary Clinton didn't go to Wisconsin once. Donald Trump was there a few times. And he rewrote the playbook when it comes to campaigning. And the Democrats were too old-fashioned. And the polls were wrong. Polls were wrong. And we've been saying it from the start, Jovanko.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. The social media, holy... Here at Western Mass, it's been very quiet. A couple people were crying. One kid even walked out of my class crying. He was bawling over the results. And you can tell people were pissed. People were scared. Like the world had just ended at 3 a.m. today. Some people don't know better. Other people are just so rude. And I'm thinking, most of you got to grow a set of balls. And then some of the people I talked to that weren't very angrily vocal, just very scared and unsure, I just say, just do what you're doing in your life. Focused on your life goals. And everything is going to be okay.
I have to say, it's sad. Sometimes, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people, and one of my friends, and this is the sad part of the election, which is sad, and we've said it on the show, no matter what happens, we have to support the president. Even if it was going to be Hillary Clinton, we have to support her. She's the president of the United States. There are a lot of people that are saying President-elect Donald Trump. The problem I have is they were saying that, you know, they were mad that Donald Trump was saying that the system was rigged, and then they lost, and now they're saying the system's rigged. But I think the more funny thing is I know a girl at my university, and she walked into a cafeteria, and four people who were African-American said to her, and she... voted for Hillary Clinton, and she was a Democrat.
Yeah.
So my thing is, why, you know, they're saying that people that voted for Donald Trump are people of hate. I think hate is a two-way street, and the only way to get over it is to man up, accept the election results, move on, and join together. Stop fretting over it. Nothing is going to change.
I mean, I'm just looking at Facebook right now. Some of the people are just coming to conclusions. What the hell? He's not going to do anything. The first thing he's going to be so concerned about, John, is the economy and trade. That will be the first thing. That's the biggest thing, getting jobs back. Do people honestly believe, do you think, John, at all, do all this crazy shit that they're saying to gays, to blacks, to Muslims, to women, to all these people, do you think what all these people are afraid of, is he going to do it to them?
Jovanko.
What is your answer for that?
Jovanko, everyone said that Donald Trump was going to lose by one of the reasons was because the Latino vote. They were saying a lot of Latinos were not going to vote for Donald Trump. Well, the thing is, according to exit polls, and this one comes from CNN, and we know what they've been up to recently. 32% of the Latino vote went to Donald Trump. Now, can you explain that to me? How did he do so well? They said he was only going to get like 2%.
That's what I like to know. How the hell did he do so well? Well, number one, people are fed up. Number two...
Yeah,
Democrats,
but Latinos.
Anything. If the Let me tell you something. He reached out to more Latinos than Mitt Romney, more than any other Republican candidate other than Bush. Okay? He crushed Mitt Romney's numbers. I feel like a lot of Latino Americans that come into this country legally and perfectly are fed up with their people making them look like assholes because the people that got into this country legally worked their asses off to get here, worked their asses off to make a life here, and they're seeing their people come right across the border. They don't have to work as hard. They don't have to learn English. The rules don't apply to them. Say if I came from Mexico, and I had to work my ass up. I got to go through the whole process to be a legal citizen of the United States. I worked my ass off for 10 to 20 years making a life here. If I saw my people from my home country come here illegally, not working as hard, get away with their crimes, get put in jail, then come out of jail and kill people and just do all this crazy shit, I would be freaking furious. It would make my people look like assholes. And I feel like that's a lot of the thinking that Latin Americans had when they went for Trump. They had to work hard. Why shouldn't the rest of those immigrants work hard to get here? Everyone, you are, who you're coming from around the world, doesn't have to be Mexico or just any place. You have to come into this country illegally, plain and simple. Well, it just so happens that the majority of immigrants have to be Latino, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Bolivian, all those different countries. Can't argue with statistics. And I'm sure there have been people from other countries like Europe and Asia and Africa and all those other places that come in here legally too. I'm sure of it. I mean, enough with the racist crap. Yeah, when he said people that are coming in from Mexico and all those other countries that can be rapists and this and that, and they keep letting this part out. He also said, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but he also said, and some of them are nice. Why the hell do they keep leaving that out? Because they want to trash them, and they're still
Giovannico,
trashing them.
We already can't trust the media. But
no,
we know the media rigged. Look at CNN. The thing is, they literally were giving debate questions to Hillary Clinton, and they were asking Hillary Clinton staffers what questions they should ask Republicans at the presidential debates.
I mean, I got one person here. I've never been so disappointed, disheartened, disgusted by a part of this country, a man who has campaigned fueled by hate and bullying, no actual concrete policies, and you will be affected, and that makes me terrified. Oh, God. I mean, this is crazy. It would appear we lost sight of the love. I pray we find it again. Okay, so now, that's not that, it's not bad at all. So, but the thing is, look, some cases people are accepting it. Quote, since everyone is posting about Trump winning the presidency, I figured I'd throw in my opinion on the whole thing too. Did I vote for Trump? No, but he is going to be our next president. Accept it. Nothing you can do now can change that, but you can make the best of the situation. We still have our voices, and if we don't agree on something Trump wants to do, We won't let him do it. Plus, we have Parliament and Congress, not Parliament. I don't know what he's talking about. We got Congress. This isn't England, unless he's putting it in a different context. It'll be, though, but we'll be fine. So, and we got a picture. Question two, voted down.
Charter schools.
Legalizing marijuana.
Question four.
Question four, that's right, question four. Question three. So,
farm animals.
Prevention of that kind of captivity. So,
you know, we have to say that, you know, we need to be united. We need to be together. It's just a shame what's happening. And there's some protests going around the country, and there's one in Boston, and someone said, who is a Democratic supporter, he said to me that he was horrified when he saw someone burning an American flag. I mean, is that really what we are about? Really?
When you're burning American flags...
Well, I hope the flag is old and needs to be burned.
No, I don't even care. No American flag should be burned.
Well, to be completely fair, you can burn an American flag, but it has to either have touched the ground or... it needs to have, or it's out of service. You didn't know that, Jamaico?
I heard a car was burnt in L.A. I heard many people have been injured due to riots in places like L.A. And in other Democratic states and even the Republican states, and I don't understand why people have to be so violent. We have a God-given right to express our freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and most importantly, freedom of speech. But there is no reason that they have to take their freedoms and take it to a violent level.
Yeah.
That's how we kick ourselves and shoot ourselves in the foot, and that's how we get our rights taken away from us. That's their excuse in this corrupt government that we have. That's their excuse to take, trying to put restrictions on our rights. We cannot be so heavy-hearted. We cannot be so... have bad temperament, cannot be violent, we cannot be stupid. We cannot be stupid.
I think you're completely right, and it's sad to even, talk about. But to say... what a show. It's already, we only have 10 minutes left in the show.
I know.
I want to just say, can I say a few announcements, Jovanko?
Go right ahead.
Should we give the viewers the news?
Yes, I think we should.
Well, on behalf of MJJ Talk, we want to thank you
yes,
for supporting
thank you very
us.
Much.
You know, we're happy to have been, you know, since season one, episode one, day one of this show, we've been talking about this election. And we said that no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow on the show. And season three is not over yet, but it's going to be ending soon. And me and Jovanko would like to tell you that we will be back for season four, starting next year, 2017, and we'll be back around when Donald J. Trump accepts the presidency of the United States on around January 20th. We are going to be back for season four. And I have to say to Jovanko, you know, Jovanko has done a lot for this show. And, you know, I think sometimes in the past, Jovanko has been, you know, scrutinized for some of his, I don't want to say views, but his presence on the show. And I have completely denounced those comments because I think Jovanko brings a great compliment to the show and does such a great job on this show and really does care and puts in the time. You know, we speak a lot outside the show. We probably speak longer than the actual show time to prepare ourselves with what's going on in the news, to talk about stuff to bring on to the show, to screen our guests. So Jovanko is always there, always on call, and one of the reasons why this show is so successful. And I'm glad to announce that Jovanko will be back next season, season four.
What a pleasure, what an honor, what a joy to be part of this. And thank you very much for that, those gracious and very kind words. And yes, I will be back, and we will be back as we turn a new leaf in this country. And country that needs to be respected again. It needs to be wealthier again. It needs to be strong and smart again. America needs to be great again, and it will be great again. Everyone has to just stay positive and folk, don't let this affect your life. It's not affecting mine. I am not a racist. I am not a prejudice. I am part of the spectrum, worst couple, and I'm not worried one bit.
Because we're all Americans.
That's right.
And
you're an American, you should not be worried.
We are Americans. We believe in what this country's about, and it's about coming together and being there for each other. And I think people need to just respect that and respect the American people, because there's a lot of disconnected people out there that we take for granted. And I think that's exactly why Donald Trump won, because there's a lot of people left behind. And that's what we do on this show. We don't give any bias. We say it how it is. And that's what makes this show, I believe, so special. And, you know, coming back for season four, we I haven't been told yet, but last season we won a few awards. And I look forward to seeing if we were nominated this season, season three, for any awards. But Jovanko, I have to say that this has been a wild ride. And for today to just, you know, say, look, Donald Trump won. It's a new day in America. There's a change. No, getting rid of political establishment.
There needs to be a law and order put in place. We need to work together. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, men and women, blacks, whites, Asians, Hispanic, people that religious people, people that voted for Hillary, people that voted for Trump, gang, straight. We all need to work together. No matter who's in office, there should be no hate for who we support one bit. No hate. We all have a God-given right to vote whoever we want to vote for. So, no hate. Stop the violence. Stop the insults. We need to be united as you turn over a new leaf. And that's what I have to say about that. And I do want to say one thing. Hillary Clinton accepting his presidency, I was very impressed. And I wasn't shocked. I was just very impressed. And I will have to say,
I thought Barack Obama did a good job, too.
And even though she's very corrupt and she is very out there, and she's been a heavy hitter in a lot of scandals, boy, can she fight. And I wouldn't be saying that.
Oh, she can. Are you kidding me?
And I wouldn't be saying that if Trump didn't go through a struggle. In a way, he did. She fought and fought and fought no matter what came up. So when Trump says she was a fighter, I will give her that too. She is a fighter.
And look, she is a fighter, and her campaign's a fighter. And I have to say, Donald Trump's campaign's a fighter too. I'm not going to discount that. But what they threw at us, I mean, they were really, like, they wanted, they did whatever they could to win, and apparently it wasn't good enough. I think they overthrew things. I think they fought a little too hard. I think they fought so hard that they ran out of breath at the end. My opinion. What do you think quickly about that?
No, I agree. I agree with you completely. They lost the drive at the end. Because they were too cocky. Right the day before election day.
Well, yeah.
They thought they were going to take it. But everyone knows in these kind of elections, anything can happen.
Exactly. So, and you can't take anything for granted anymore. Jovenko, we are running out of time. I want to tell everyone, I'm going to be going on vacation soon. So Jovenko is going to be taking over soon for a week, whatnot. And it's sad because my candidate won. So, of course, I don't want to go on break. So, Jovenko, what are you going to be doing for the rest of the week? It's a long weekend.
There's a home meet here, a regional meet that I'm volunteering for and cheering on my teammates for. I'll be working for athletics and doing a lot of homework.
Best of luck, Jovenko.
Thank you.
I haven't decided if I'm going. Thank you, Jovenko. I haven't decided if I'm going home or if I'm going to stay here and see some people. I want to tell everyone, we really do appreciate your loyalty for Season 3. We're almost over during Season 3, but we will be back for Season 4. I want to tell everyone, do something you enjoy every single day. My name's John with Jovenko. Good night.
Good night, everyone.